You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. Today's guest, I'm super honored and excited to have him on the show. He actually totally helped me fix my jacked up hips a few months back. Just an amazing individual, super giving. He's a world-renowned speaker, author, entrepreneur, IFBB pro bodybuilder. And after defying a deadly disease in his late 20s, Dr. Zeno leveraged his experience to get his doctorate and becoming one of the largest wellness clinics in the world, seeing thousands of patients weekly. His Facebook and YouTube vlog style series, We Are Heroes, follows him as he created the IamHero.com project to tell the world that embracing the hero within is the full expression of who you are and who you were created to be, and guides you in a methodology to fulfill your purpose in life. I am excited today to welcome Dr. Chris Zeno to Making Bank. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks for everybody watching and listening. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So super excited. And just, I'm so grateful that we ran into each other. Warren Phillips connected us back in January and just, made that connection and helped me fix up some issues I had going on. And I just really appreciate your giving and helpfulness of everything. So it's just an honor to have you on the show. And after learning and understanding some of your journey and everything you've gone down to becoming an entrepreneur, your pro bodybuilding career, and then just those success principles that you've created for yourself throughout your life that's got you to where you are today. So we can start off, just tell me a little bit about your background and just, did you kind of pop out and like, oh man, I want to be a chiropractor, entrepreneur and stuff, or kind of what got you in this journey?
Yeah, no. I grew up in New York and I had two parents who never graduated high school, and they were entrepreneurs, mom and dad. They created a video business. They worked out of the garage. So I got to see a couple working together. So they never put pressure on me for education or school or anything like that. But still, Josh, from my parents, they always felt education was the way out, right? Don't be like us. My dad was taken out in the 10th grade. And I worked out to look like my dad. I really didn't know what I wanted to do, but I found fitness to be something I gravitated towards. I got my degree in exercise physiology. I won Mr. America. So I lived in Orlando, Florida at the time. So with that degree and that title, and the internet's coming up, and I'm writing for the internet, I'm covering magazines. So I got to train personally some of the Orlando Magic in Orlando. And then you'll remember, because we're similar in age.
Yep.
Remember Xena, Warrior Princess, and Hercules, those shows?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they filmed in New Zealand, and they did a lot of the other filming in Universal Studios, Florida. So I was the on-set trainer, and I worked with – that was like the first kind of gladiator-looking physiques they needed. So I worked with them, and I had an awesome life, man. That's the way it was going to be. That at 26, I married my wife, Whitney. You met Whit. And then 6 months into our marriage, I had stuff going on. I was like going to the bathroom 10, 20 times a day. I was bleeding every time and I didn't know what was going on. I played Google MD. I type in blood and stool, you see cancer. Now I'm freaking out about that, but hiding it from my wife. And then I was eventually diagnosed with an incurable terminal disease called ulcerative colitis. I went from 230 pounds to 158 pounds in 4 months, loaded on drugs. None of the drugs are working. I'm getting hepatitis from the medication. I'm sterile. They said I'll never have kids. And my only option was to take out my entire colon. And I was a week and a half away of getting my colon removed when my mom sends out the mom prayer email. My anatomy teacher from 10th grade is like, you got to go see my chiropractor. I thought that was the most absurd, ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Because it's like, and I'm like, thank you. I tried everything. And this is good for the show, this one line right here, because in life, there's people that come into your life and they might say a sentence that shifts your whole perception. And maybe for some of you listening or watching this will, I said, thank you, I tried everything. And he goes, no, you didn't try everything, because if you tried everything, you would have had your health or you would have had your result. And so if you're listening and you're feeling a little frustrated or you felt like you lost hope, you tried everything, understand that. Always remember, you didn't try it all, because if you would have tried it all, you would have been in the place where you desire to be. And
well, so I went to speak Chris, up. Can we pause right there? Because yeah. I want to come right back to that. But let's rewind for about a couple years. Tell me a little bit about, like, you know, what it was like. You know, I mean, how'd you go from just being a kid to full-time Olympic body, you know, like a, you know, bodybuilder and everything? And
it's something I did. And then when I did it and I responded pretty well and I got attention, positive attention. And so as a kid that was kind of shy and insecure, that attention was addicting towards me. Like I liked being admired for that. You know, and that kind of, you know, when you were good, like everybody likes the things they're good at. And they like the things they get a little bit of admiration, attention at, you know, like, you know, your show is great. So, you know, you like that. And I gravitated towards that. And I wanted to be, my dad was built. I wanted to look like my dad.
So he kind of inspired you initially to.
Yeah, but you know, but it was so good, Josh, because listen, it's like, because I took that route, and even though I was obsessed in that route, I made a decision, like I was all in. You know, I didn't drink in high school or college. You know, I drank my water, I weighed my food. It was funny, like I was made fun of or given a hard time a lot in college for not drinking the beer or bringing my food with me or having a gallon of water. But I also won Mr. America at 21. You know, and beat guys in their 30s. So, you know, it's funny, like those little bit of sacrifices, I was so focused on what I wanted and the goal, it made those little disciplines a lot easier.
Sure. And I think, you know, actually what you just said there, you were focused, you know, the sacrifices and the discipline. I mean, a lot of kids, like you said, don't have that at that age. I mean, they're out partying, they're out doing, you know, whatever in college and, you know, and everything. And, you know, you had that laser focus of where you wanted to go, the discipline to continue with it, and knowing, hey, the sacrifice that I'm making right now is going to help me tomorrow, the next day, you know, a year from now.
I mean, I lived the Karate, you know, that movie, The Karate Kid. Like in life, you don't realize that you are waxing on and waxing off and painting fences. And you know, when you get into business, you realize, wow, me being a little obsessed and weighing my food, like, and going to the gym when I didn't want to feel like it, really built more a discipline muscle in me. The discipline is like a muscle, and if you don't utilize it, it atrophies the same way. And I realized, like, wow, all those years when it came time to for the show, for the real deal, for the business, for the entrepreneurship, I was able to lean on that so strongly, because it's that one, you know, that one more rep when you don't feel like it, compounded over years of that mind going. And that's all success in entrepreneurship is. People think it's like, No, it's you hung in there for one more second. You stood in there for one more step, and that's the one that makes the turning point.
For sure. No, that's awesome, dude. And that's, I mean, I think those are some awesome, just people need to apply every day, you know, throughout their life and everything. So, all right, cool. Let's get back. You were talking to your chiropractor, or the chiropractor that you got, you know, sent to. You know, you're like, I tried everything. He's like, no, you didn't, or you'd be healthy.
Yep. So I was like, dude, what do you say to that? I'm like, man, you're right. Like he shifted. He called me out. He called my hopeless story out. I'm like, he's right. And so I started, you know, he showed me, like, my blind spot was in my nervous system. My spine was damaged in my lower spine. And all those nerve roots go to your colon. And I had damage in my neck here that crushes your brainstem, that affects your immune system and the autonomic nervous system. So that was the blind spot I didn't realize. And again, like in life, we think we tried it all, but there's still blind spots that you don't see. So I started correcting that. And in 7 months, Josh, the blood stopped. I got off all the drugs and my body healed itself of an incurable terminal disease called ulcerative colitis.
That's amazing. So then just from the nerves being impinged and things like that, that's what was creating all the havoc in your gut and everything. Wow.
Yeah, life from your brain. And remember, everybody's got to realize that the intelligence in your brain that's controlling your body, it's the same intelligence that made you from two cells to who you were as a baby. Like, so it's about relying on the actual intelligence that made my colon and made my heart. That's the one we rely on. And then that health and well-being is our natural state. Like disease is an abnormal state. So when everybody realizes it's not about fighting sickness, it's about regaining the natural state of well-being, then that's when you get to the cause of the problem and start healing.
No, that's awesome. And I think, you know, I mean, just from a medical side of that stuff and seeing, I have a lot of friends that are chiropractors and, you know, medical in the medical fields and stuff, as well as in the whole biohacking community and, you know, and everything. And it's interesting to see the difference is, you know, one is, all right, cool, these are the symptoms, let's treat it with drugs and everything else. And, you know, the other whole side spectrum is, all right, you know, what can we do to give to your body from a natural, whether it's food or some supplementation or chiropractic, things like that, to help your body adjust and to help heal itself, like you just said.
Yeah, or just removing the interference. Like, what am I doing that's creating interference with that, right? So am I putting toxins in my body? So that's interfering with function. So it's about, you're right, looking to the cause, removing interference, and giving the body everything it needs to be in the environment to heal. So when everybody realizes, if you're not going through a good time health-wise, be like, always remember, health is my natural state of well-being. So therefore, there's something interfering with that well-being. And then once I find the interference, then I could be whole again. That's the way we're created.
You know, and what's interesting, kind of, I think that same concept applies to business too. I mean, you have, hey, here's kind of this state of business where we're at, but whether it's through ourselves personally or other stuff out there that creates interference in our life, in our business, the distractions, you know, and we get so pulled in those distractions and not staying focused, having the discipline and sacrifice to continue on the path that we know that's right and making those right decisions due to the interference and distractions.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
Well, awesome. So, so you turned your whole health perspective around. What? So then how did that take you from there to getting into chiropractic?
You know, I never thought I would be that, but when something helped my life so much, I was like, this is what I'm doing. So I got into, you know, I went back to school, got my doctorate in chiropractic. And then in 2005, Whitney and I opened our office in the Woodlands, Texas, in Houston. And we became the largest clinic in the history of the profession. You know, the average office sees 100 people per week. We saw over 2,800 people per week. And we just blew the lid off. And I could tell everybody right here, because I know this is an entrepreneurship show, and it's not that I want to explain, I distilled down the exact reason why we made success where no one was able to do it in that profession. And it was actually something that everybody watching this owns. Everybody owns what I'm about to tell you. And it happened one day, because now I'm in like this doctor position. I feel like I have to prove myself, right? Oh, I have to prove how smart I am, basically, and wear the white coat and the stethoscope that you never even use anyway. And I remember I was asked to speak at a Rotary but the Rotary in the Woodlands, it's top, it's Houston, guys. So you have top oil people in there. You have neurologists, orthopedic surgeons, you know, distinguished, you know, politicians and lawyers. So I was so nervous, Josh. I was like, man, how am I going to kind of one up them? How am I going to impress them? Like, how am I going to impress the neurosurgeon? And I was so worried and nervous about meeting them at their level because I had this like imposter syndrome or this, I'm not worthy. I'm young, you know? And I always had presentations that were loaded with PowerPoints and lots of text with lots of studies to like be very informative. And people would do the golf clap and ask for my card, but I never influenced anybody. I never really got real good business from it. I was just a good kind of, not even entertainment. I was good information. And so I'm going to the Rotary and I was so nervous for days, like nervous, sick about it. Like, oh, because I was so worried about what they were going to think that I forgot my zip stick with the PowerPoint. I forgot and I had a notebook. Josh, I would speak. I would have a book with the script in it. I would literally read my talk, right? Because I wanted to be, so I forgot everything. I was like, and I remember sitting outside there and I called Whitney. I'm like, I forgot everything. This is going to suck. And I'm leaving. I'm just going to flake. And then she's like, just go in there and do the best you can. I was sitting there. I got so nervous. And then this is it. I said, you know what? I can't worry about trying to impress them. But I go, there's one thing that I can do better than everybody else in there. And I'm like, I could get in there and I could tell my story of my life and my experience. Because no one could do me better than me. And I went in there and I just told my experience of life, just kind of like we're doing here, just opened up my heart. I wasn't worried about content. And I got a standing ovation and like massive amounts of people that really started the uphill. I realized in that moment, that was my epiphany, that if I just go out there and realize that no one could own my story and my life and my experience better than me, It changed everything. And that's exactly how I built my practice, just from that one concept.
Wow. No, that's awesome. Because, you know, you think, oh, you know, okay, there's got to be some, you know, secret principle, or like, just even like, what was his plan? How did he do it? You know, did he do tons of marketing and advertising? You know, those kinds of things. And, you know, it you know, comes down to like, hey, you know, telling your story, opening up who you are, and, you know, connecting with the people out there is why you got into this in the first place, and why you want to help heal, you know, help other people heal themselves. So,
yeah, it was the why and the why. You're so right. Because, and anybody listening or watching, because I know there's people out there saying, well, I don't have a story like that. No. Every single person has a story. And I don't know about you, but I love hearing, if you're watching this and hearing this, I love hearing your story, even though I don't know you, but I would love hearing you and understand, like, when you tell someone the what and the why of your life and what you're doing and why you're doing it, it's like, it's contagious. And yeah, sure. And then naturally the content will get in there. But I realized that took all my nerves away. Like, even when we were at Archangels, Josh, right? You know, so get up there and we had 126 seconds. And, you know, it was really tough for me to see some like power hitters in the industry get up there. I'm like, crap, you know, like, I'm, and like, you, that secret identity, like, starts telling you you're not worthy, or no, you know, you're not as good as them. Like, right, you start comparing yourself, and I'm shaking on the inside. But you know what? I'm like, for 126 seconds, all I know is I'm the best at what I own. And then you go up there and rock it. And so it really, you always win when you just open up your heart and just tell people your truth and your story.
Sure. And you know what? And, you know, interesting that you're saying this too, is we all got to remember too, is everybody starts at the same place. And, you know, it was clear to me, it was probably, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, my kids do team level Olympic training for Taekwondo. And they kept asking me, and I do Taekwondo and Krav Maga and everything too, but they're like, hey, Dad, you know, join team. And the owner of the schools, he's like, hey, you know, you should just come and be part of the team and, you know, train with these guys. And I watch the other guys that are my age in their 40s. And I mean, one guy's rated number one in the U.S. You know, I mean, these guys, you know, and I'm like, man, there's just no way I can operate at that level with those guys out there. And he's like, look, he goes, they all started where you did, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years, you know, whatever it's been. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you know, that's true. You know, I just got to get in there and just do it. And every day, you know, or every, you know, every class, just do it, learn. And I think, you know, just as you started out, you know, you changed your health and, you know, your life, then you started as a chiropractor, and, you know, everybody started in that same place. You know, now you where you are today, you know, through the different changes you've made, the different challenges that you've come across, and, you know, and it's got you into the position you are today.
Yeah. And it was, you know, you reminded me when you were talking about, you know, the Krav Maga and stuff, and everybody, you're right. Like, we all start the same thing. So, you know, we admire people that are just a couple months or years ahead of us. Right. Like, so we see someone like, wow, man, that's awesome. I appreciate what they're doing, man. I wish I was there. It's like, but they're just, there may be a couple of years ahead. It's like, but you're right. You got to get on the escalator. You got to get like, it's going to take that time. And one of the concepts of like what I call my hero secret sauce is my stepdad, Stan. He died at 88, and he went through like World War II. You know, he was a Russian Jew. So he was, you know, my mind was persecuted. And I mean, he really seen crap his whole life, but he was a speaker. He spoke till he was 88 all around the world. Just very good speaker. And I said, listen, you know, when you're 88, I'm like, Stan, okay, through your whole life, what is the greatest thing of wisdom you could give me? You know, because we're talking wisdom and experience. And he said, the toughest thing in life is to make a decision. I was like, wow. I go, that he's right, because we're so worried we're going to make the wrong decision. And so one thing I live by is, when you make a decision, that's not good enough. When you make a decision to choose to take a path or to get a course or to join, you know, get a coach or to go on a process, you know, paying money, that's just good intention. Like, if I pay you, Josh, like, nothing magical happens. That's just good intention. So when you make a decision, there's going to be exchange of commodity, time and money. But it's taking it one step further and going that, listen, I know what those people do work. I know that system works. I've seen the results of it. But now when you choose to do it or pay to do it, then you tell yourself, now I make a decision to choose to make this process work for me no matter what. And what you're saying there, when you choose to make the process work no matter what, that means, Josh, that when you're going to that first or second, third week and you're clumsy and you're like, this sucks, I hate it, I'm sore, it's like you don't bail. You're like, no, I already made the decision. There's no exit strategy. I made the decision that I'm going to make it work. So when you make that decision, when times get tough where you got to course correct, you don't quit. Because if I'm just trying something out, I got a foot out the door. So when things get a little tough, I'm like, yeah, this doesn't work for me. You know how many people say, oh, I tried it, it just didn't work for me. I'm like, no, you had a way out. I go, but when Josh, you're like, listen, now I understand that guy started where I'm at. So everything I'm feeling now, the discomfort, the clumsiness, I'm not saying you're clumsy, but
no.
it's like, it's part of the journey. But listen, if I stick to this and make the decision, I'm going to be just like that guy, maybe better. And that's the thing, because we embrace the discomfort, the uncertainty, the soreness, because it's all part of the process of eventually what I want to become. So as an entrepreneur, it's like, I'm not just going to try this or make the decision. I'm making the decision, but I'm also making the decision to make it work no matter what.
Right. No, I think that's definitely true, because, you know, it's like, okay, you know, like you said, I'm going to try. It leaves you with one foot out. And I think one of the things too is we got to know is, like, rarely I have like those kind of challenges that pop up, but, you know, it was just funny that how I, you know, everybody has it. It doesn't matter what level you're at, you know, and it seeps in at whatever moment. And it's just like, you know, and I thought about it after, I'm like, why, you know, why do I think, I don't normally ever think that way. Why was I thinking that way? You know, and then try to step back and say, okay, and figure out my thought process that got me there so I can switch that, you know, as well as, you know, not, okay, not just trying, but why was I thinking, you know, why was I limiting myself and why wasn't I, you know, making decisions how I normally make them. And so it's interesting. And anybody that's watching is, you know, if you're having those thoughts, like, oh, you know, whether it's starting a business, whether it's changing jobs, whether it's, you know, whatever it may be, those, you know, indecisive challenges right now in your life, is everybody has them. It doesn't matter if you're Mark Cuban, you know, me, you, you know, whatever it may be, we have them. And it's just, how do you get past that? And then how do you help eliminate that in the future, you know, making of decisions? So,
and Josh, that's so good. And if you guys are watching and listening, and remember, when you do go on to that thing that's new, you know why you get frustrated? Because you feel you're starting from scratch. But understand that you don't start from scratch. Josh, you're bringing all your previous mindset and business and skills that you developed. So when you went into martial arts, we'll use that. It's like, you're still bringing business mindsets. You understand the thing. So you're never starting from scratch. You may evolve into something different, but you're still bringing all your experience in with you. So I think we're afraid of starting from scratch, because what the entrepreneur knows is they're self-aware of what they're good at. That's the cool thing. Like, you have healthy pride and ego to be like, listen, I'm good enough knowing that I could do this and I could be my own boss. And so then when it is something new, you don't like, because you know you're good here, you don't like the learning curve to get good again, because you like being good and grokking it. So you just want to shrink the time. We're just impatient.
That's right, true. Yeah. cool. Awesome. I know we have only a little bit of time left. I want to dive in a little bit about your Hero Academy and everything you're doing there, and, you know, what you guys are doing with us, because I know it's super exciting.
Yeah. So, you know, now I evolved, right? So I was in practice, and like many of your entrepreneurs, you know, I checked off all the boxes, guys. So now I have a healthy life, a healthy wife, two beautiful, healthy kids I wasn't supposed to have, you know, multi-million dollar cash practice, Lamborghini in the garage, no debt, nothing, like check, 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 check. And so I said, Josh, I did it. I checked off all the boxes. I'm 35 years old at the time. I checked it all off. And then, because my mentality thought life was about checking off boxes. And then I found myself getting numb, disengaged, depressed. And I didn't know why. I thought it was like, is this a midlife crisis? What's going on? And I realized I was grieving my potential, because as a human, we're all created. We're on this planet to continually expand. So when you think, like, you guys are reaching to check off the box, but when you get to the top of the mountain, I'm in the mountains here. When you get to the top of the mountain, you're going to see all these other mountains you didn't see. So that feeling of this unfinished business, so this torment pulling you, that's just your heroic guidance system saying, okay, it's time to expand, it's time to grow. And it is kind of a new act in my life. So I created the I Am Hero Project, where basically, I resurrect heroes from the complacency of their secret identity. My secret identity was Dr. Zeno. It was comfortable. I was killing it, right? But I knew there was something bigger and better. So, you know, and we get them out of that secret identity. So you could start living heroic lives once again. And my goal for everybody, and if you're an entrepreneur, is I want you to be able to express and experience love now in the present in every area of your life. Because I know if, like right now, there's no other place I would rather be, Josh, than with you right now on this podcast. Because I'm my ultimate form. I'm in love. I appreciate. I'm now, like, it's not conditional. Like, I don't need to achieve something to then feel loved or express love. It's like, if I could love what I do, then I'll work more than anybody else in the world, right? Because, you know, when you love what you do, why wouldn't you want to stay there and pour into it? So it's something where getting someone who's living that secret identity life, knowing that there's something much bigger, to helping them get to that, do what they love, and then monetize it at the same time.
Awesome. And, you know, where can we find out more about, you know, that? I know, I think I mentioned the website earlier, but if you want to go ahead and tell us.
Yeah. So I have something. We were kind of talking about the hero secret sauce. If you go to iamhero.com, I made four masterclasses for everybody. They're no charge. They're on me right now until my main course comes out. But there's one on there called the Hero Secret Sauce. Check that out. It goes over having top honors in piano in New York, or winning Mr. America or Mr. Universe, or building the top clinic, wellness clinic of the world. You know, there was actually a secret sauce. Like, I distilled everything down. There was these common characteristics. So I have them all there for you that you could actually also apply to your life. So just go to iamhero.com. You can download everything. That's my gift to you.
Cool. Amazing. Hey guys, I hope while you're watching this, you were taking notes, whether you're listening, watching, you know, hearing this for the first time, you know, watching Making Bank, go back, rewind, listen to it again. Make sure you're taking notes what Chris is saying. You know, he's giving you tons of information that you can take right now and apply today that's going to help you 30 days, 60 days, 90 days from now, a year from now, you know, just by listening to what he's talking about today and applying these tomorrow and the next day. So take those notes, get that information down, and start utilizing it. Make that decision to start utilizing it. So, Chris, just before we have to jump off here, tell me one last either success principle idea that you want to share, you know, with our Making Bank audience to help them, you know, elevate.
Yeah, instead of being a perfectionist, you know, all that is someone hiding behind the excuse not to get stuff done. I had a term called a potentialist. Now, a potentialist is this: the only thing you have to worry about and ask yourself is, a potentialist, all they have to worry about is doing the best they can with what they got in the moment they have it. That's all you could ask for on a day-to-day basis. So if 80% is the best I got today and I give my 80%, that was 100% today. So don't be a perfectionist, just be a potentialist.
Awesome. All right, guys, make sure you're being a potentialist. Dr. Chris Zeno, thank you for coming on Making Bank. It's such an honor to have you. Just diving in, understanding what your thoughts are, what's got you to where you are today. Definitely love to have you back on and dive in more and dig out some more.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out, be extraordinary. Don't forget to share and like the show.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review, and sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.